Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, not in the same building. I can hear an echo, young Ben, by the way. I am in Indianapolis. I'm not on the sideline. I am in the Staybridge Suites in Indy. Sip is in studio. Sip, this is our first time ever doing this from afar. Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you. Staybridge Suites. This reminds me of the Memphis trip.
Well, let me give you a little scoop. By the way, before we get going, our coverage is possible by 1890 Nebraska, Stevens and Smith Construction, The Complex in Lincoln, Warhorse Casino, and Riddles Jewelry. So, I teased you guys yesterday that Sip would be in the studio, which he is, and I would be on the sidelines of Lucas Oil Stadium today. As you could tell, that's not the case, Sip, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that, Jake?
Apparently, my request to the gal, I'm not going to say her name, I almost said her name, at the Big Ten, was not received in terms of early entrance for today, but I am getting clearance for tomorrow and Thursday to be on the sidelines for the before doors open at 8 a.m., because that's at 7 a.m. your time, 8 a.m. this time, Eastern time. So we had to make the disappointing walk back to the hotel across the street. But here we are doing radio still. We will be on the sidelines here once the show is over, walk across the street, get media passes, and we'll have coverage the rest of the day for you live from Indianapolis. But
well that's okay, Jake.
We make things work here, Sip. We try to fix problems as much as we can.
I've been in those shoes, it seems like, where you kind of had that. They can be kind of stringent at the door.
Well, they were, I do respect good security. I don't want, sketchy security letting anybody in. They were very clear saying, this is going to happen all day long. Like, no. We've done this for 10 years. Believe me, we are asking people here. We are legitimate. We are not fake reporters here. We've done this for a long time. But we try to be nice, try to be respectful. And I think I was, and so is DP. But we are back in the hotel. And it is literally as if I could probably hit a 9-iron across the street and hit Lucas Oil Stadium from here.
Whoa, you're that close?
I'll give you a 6-iron to get there. I'll go 9-iron.
Oh, wait, listen to this.
Oh, you don't play golf. You don't play golf. You don't play golf every 15 years of playing golf.
7-iron, so Jake.
7-iron. I didn't say driver. I could have said driver.
No, you couldn't have said driver. I would take a driver to your head.
No, you're not doing that. Don't do that.
Speaking of heads, that shot we have of mine really exposes the bald head.
Well, I didn't say anything. It looks good to me. It looks fine. It looks fine.
Young Ben is here.
Yeah. Young Ben is in the building. Young Ben, thank you for your help. By the way, just textures. I know this is our first time doing this from afar. If you can confirm everything sounds good and looks good, you can text us at 402-464-5685. Our text line is open. I can see it. YouTube comments are open. Just confirm everything sounds and good, sounds right and looks right so we can carry on in peace here on the show. But appreciate Young Ben helping us out. And once again, appreciate all of our sponsors making this possible from Indianapolis. This is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Sip, anything you have from yesterday before I get into the drive that was with Nick and Chancellor yesterday?
Hey, you know what just happened?
What?
Some technology just happened.
Whoa.
I figured out the echo. I had my volume up.
There we go.
Oh, so you had an echo in your ears.
Yeah. So you didn't have an echo?
I had an echo early on, and then Ben fixed that right away.
Do you have an echo, Ben?
No, I'm good.
Ben is with us.
Yeah, Ben's on the mic. He's on the mic.
Ben, now, Jake, you'll be very proud of young Ben.
Yes.
Ben had the door open for me. Door was open. I just walked in.
All right.
So that was a huge step.
Okay.
Then I unlocked the door.
Then I walked in, and he started to take me through the process of getting onto StreamYard.
By the way, I saw that happen. I can see that from my own StreamYard, the process.
Jake, I know how to do that stuff. It's funny though when the youngster assumes that the old man doesn't know what he's doing.
So you have done StreamYard before?
Yeah, 100 times.
Okay, well, I didn't know these. I'm proud of you.
It's fine, Ben. I appreciated your. And I don't want this to come off as criticism because I really appreciated Ben. Ben was ready to roll. Okay, Jake.
I have to be.
Yeah. We're ready.
Ben was prepared.
He was. This is going well.
I know it is. I'm proud of young Ben.
It's like we're landing on the moon. We've never done this.
No, we haven't. And that's why I was concerned off the bat that it would go smoothly. And just a little echo off the bat. Me and Ben had some issues beforehand getting the echo gone. It's gone. So that's what you have. You know, he's an IT expert. He's a smart kid.
I don't know about expert, but...
Jack's. We're going to give you expert there, young Ben.
All right.
Yeah, give Ben. Yeah, put the expert tag on Ben. So you're in Indianapolis at the Staybridge Suites.
Yes.
I'm in the studio. Ben's in the studio, and we're going to do a show now.
Is your rundown printed off for you, Sip?
Oh,
or not?
I have it printed.
He has it printed
off. I'm going to go get it.
Okay, do that.
I told Ben that I did show prep last night. He seemed surprised.
It's like, what are you talking about? You prep? What are you talking about?
I know, but not. So I'm ready to roll. Idle Chit Chat. Thank you, Ben. You just handed me the rundown.
Yes, sir. We're all good. Yeah, everything's great.
What was yesterday? Jake, yesterday for me was entirely uneventful. I was studying for the
show. That's great.
Entirely uneventful.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm doing show prep. I was doing show prep by 8 o'clock, probably sleeping by 9:10. How about that? You were texting me on the way to Indy.
I was. I'd like to clarify. People like to know when I'm on the road, approximate bedtime. There's some things that happened last night in Indianapolis. Man. How about that? Well, as you know, this is barely in the Eastern time zone. Barely. So it feels weird when you get into town. It should be like 7 o'clock. It was 8 p.m.
Right.
You know, it's very bright out. This is strange. We ate dinner like at 9:15 or so at the place called High Velocity. It was very good, a good sports bar. And then we decided we weren't done. Me and Jay and Nick decided let's go to a place called the Whiskey Pig, something like that. The Whiskey Shot.
Okay.
The Whispering Shot. I want to say it's very near Lucas Oil Stadium. So we took some scooters over there.
You did.
Had a beer. Came back. I was in bed at midnight this time. That's 11 p.m. your time, and I was up today by 5:15, but I was actually up at 2:15 because the fire alarm was going off in the room in the hotel.
That's adversity.
Yep. So here I am, gonna be a short night anyways, and at 2 something, I get this loud sound in my room.
In
I said,
room.
"What is that?" So there's no fire. Everything's good. I can see. There's no fire here. So I I'm obviously in a daze. I've been sleeping for 2 hours. I don't know where I'm at this point. I'm just pushing things, saying, turn that thing off. I go to the thermostat, and somehow that turned off the fire alarm. I don't know how. But I look down, and there's like 3 fire trucks outside the hotel.
Wow.
And I see probably 15 people outside. I'm like, should I be out there? Like, I'm not going to go down. You know, it's like very, very irresponsible to not go down there and you know, when there's a fire alarm going on. But then for like the next half hour, I just heard this chirping in the hallway. And even young Nick texts me. He's like, hey, are you hearing that?
What's the chirping?
The fire alarm was still like going off. I don't know. But there was no one told us to evacuate the hotel. Thank goodness. Some did. But it appeared that it was a very short stay for the fire truck.
Now, what time did you finally get back to sleep?
Quickly. I'd say about 2:45 or 3.
It's not.
But then I woke up at 4:30. Finally got up at 5:15, 5:30. So as it is usually in Indianapolis, I'm on low sleep. But that's what coffee's for. We got hotel coffee. You'll get your coffee tomorrow morning, of course.
Hey, what does your day look like today, Jay?
Well, I'm going to do the show until 9 a.m. this time, or you know, 8 a.m. Central Time, and then I'm going to go right over to the stadium with the equipment, get my credentials, and get set up so we can do radio the rest of the day till you know 6 o'clock.
Wow!
Then, so I will set that up.
But it's not like you have to write anything like a writer.
No, no. I will likely still chime in on different shows just if they need me to. If we need different voices, I'll stop in for interviews. But I think tomorrow will be a good day. I've been in contact with all the SIDs for you know obviously Keith Mann. Shout out to Keith Mann, good our friend of the show. I think we're gonna have a good representation of USC players on the shows tomorrow. Not our show, but after us. Potentially, I'm not going to confirm Lincoln Riley. Potentially, it's possible.
That'd be great.
The players will be for sure. They're pretty busy right now in terms of all the stuff they have to do. So we'll see if we get players, you know, coaches to sit down. We'll do our best. But requests have been put in for every coach and all the players to sit down with the ticket at Media Days. So we'll do the best we can to provide you great coverage, great interviews, and get you ready for the Big Ten season coming up.
What I was suggesting, Jake, sorry
yes.
to butt in.
No, it's fine.
What I was suggesting is it's not like after you're done on the radio, you have to settle in and write for 3 hours. You just have to go to bed, basically.
I'm not going to bed. No, I'm going to Media Days. I'm gonna represent for...
No, I mean after
Media
Days.
Oh, after Media Days. Well, that's when the night begins. Sip, you know, this is I'm in Indianapolis. Come on.
This is Indianapolis.
Who do you think I am?
This is Indianapolis. It's not Vegas, Jake. It's not.
It's something. It's something.
It's not
Miami. Omaha. Jake, it's Omaha. That's what it is.
It's a bigger Omaha, yeah. But you know what? I have a good time in Omaha, too, Sip. I know how to have a good time. Thank you, YouTube, from Krutov. Says, Jake, it was the whistle stop in. Yes, that was it. The whistle stop in. Very cool bar. I told Jay.
What
said, Jake,
you call it? The whispering pig?
Yes, I said whispering pig. It was the whistle yes. stop. And thank you, Krutov, for the correction.
It's the whistle stop. It's the whispering knight. It's the pig whisperer.
Yeah, why not? Might as well be. By the way, if you're curious where I'm at in the hotel, I'm not in my room.
You're not?
No, I am. I'm probably going to piss people off here. I'm basically in a room that's an extension of the breakfast area. I asked.
Why didn't you just do it in your room?
Right there. That's the doors that I have closed off, and right beyond that is people eating breakfast saying, what the hell is going on in that room?
What if they walk in?
I asked if I could close this room up. There's no lock on the door, so somebody could barge in any time and just sit down at one of these tables behind me, and I would say, well, that's the way it is today.
Put them on. Just put them on.
Come on, sit down. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sparky. Just talk to Sip and Ben.
Yeah.
Back in Lincoln.
They're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
So, yeah, we're in not a private room, but my own room. The business center, I want to go in the business center, but there's no door there. You're looking right at the breakfast area, and there's no way to shut off the sound. It's just wide open. There's 2 computers, couple nice chairs. But I'm like, well, how about this room? Can this work? I did not do the room sit because I felt like when we were in the room in Memphis, we had to whisper. Even though I didn't want to whisper because I was ecstatic for the day that was for Nebraska basketball, their performance was whisper-worthy that day when all was said and done.
It was bad. It was Man, bad. Him.
It was bad. But I feel like I can be somewhat loud here. From the text line, they're getting response. How's it sound? Someone says, your voice sounds a little raspy or crackly. Blame the fire alarm at 2:15 in the morning for that.
Blame the whispering pig.
Someone says, the glare looks worse on my head than usual. It's very bright in here. The lights are bright in here.
You have an ample forehead.
Yeah, it's a five head. Just call it what it is. Just call it what it is. It's fine. I'm not hiding anything here. It's a five head.
Well, look at me. And then we have a camera angle that just shoots right down on my head.
Well,
why can't it?
That's both camera Ben. Angles would shoot down on your head. They're both high.
It's fine, Ben.
Chet in Nebraska City says, you're sounding and looking regal. Don't lie to me, Chet. I know I can sound regal, not look regal.
You're doing great, Jake. It's amazing.
By the way, you're in
the breakfast area almost.
The extension of the breakfast area behind those doors right there. People are saying, what's happening in that room? It's very odd.
You could just grab a piece of sausage and come back.
I might
not
come
miss
back
a beat.
The break with a bowl of cereal or something and say what happens. You know, it's fine. By the way, someone says, where's Bill? Bill is still in Canada. He's fishing right now. He'll be back on Friday with the show.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to push through without him. We miss him. Ben. Once again, scathing
whoa
criticism of our show yesterday.
Yeah, he said the energy seems a little down with that Bill.
What I said.
Hey, young Ben, I'm on approximately 3 minutes of sleep. How's that for energy at this point?
I said Bill has the most energy. That's what I said.
Well,
and I still stand by that. Because
have you not seen me get into my yelling phase, which Sip is very familiar with. I tend to yell. I get a little wild on the airwaves, but
maybe we can draw that out of him today.
It can happen today. Hey, by the way, last thing for Idle Chit Chat.
Yeah.
Carrington on the text line says, my name is Carrington. I just want to say good morning. And Sip is my favorite cast member solely because he watches The Wire. LOL.
Oh.
Never would have guessed that one. So because you watch The Wire, Sip, you're his favorite member of the show.
Really like Avon Barksdale. The Wire is incredible. It's an incredible show. I have trouble remembering the characters' names on the fly. But Stringer Bell, hey, just for who's that? Who's the guy who commented?
His name is Carrington.
Carrington. God bless you. I'm still relatively early. I just saw the episode where Stringer Bell was shot, and it was amazing to me. I wasn't happy. I was just freaked out that Stringer Bell was taken out. The Wire's Jake. It is really incredibly well written. I would say incredibly well written along the lines of True Detective first season.
I believe our friend Mike Schaefer has been a very big advocate of The Wire for years, and he's told me to watch that, and I have failed Mike Schaefer and you and The Breakers, apparently. So what else is new?
Not
I fail The Breakers all the time.
Not surprised that Schaefer would like it.
Yep, he told me for years that's a show we should watch, but we'll get there eventually. If you're endorsing it, I might give it a shot. But I did see that Your Honor is now on Netflix, so because you like that show, I'm going to try to watch that with Bryan Cranston sometime in the near future.
Okay, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Is not as good as True Detective Season 1 or The Wire, but it is really good. Especially the first, not the first episode. Jake, just hang with Your Honor. You got to hang with it through the first episode.
I like Bryan Cranston, so I'll hang with it as long as I need to.
Hang with it, and then the payoff will happen. The middle shows are the best. I'm just going to stop right there. But it's really good. It's not
okay.
True Detective Season 1 or The Wire, but it's really good. It's really good.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah. Set in New Orleans.
Last thing, I promise to move on. We did almost witness a big accident on the interstate in the way here. Some semi was totally out of control for miles. I don't know if he was just texting or if he was was drunk. I don't know what was going on, but this dude was swerving like crazy. We're lucky we had just got.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Past like a construction thing where there's barricades right by the side. We had just got past it because he pushed a van right off the edge of, you know, all the way to the side.
That's kind of scary, Jay.
It was bad. He got some talking from me on the way by. I gave him a little words.
Oh, you know, did?
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe potential other stuff going on there. But I said, I didn't give him one of these, you know, like Bill says when they go by.
No.
I did not do the truck. The truck pull. I did something else that was
probably
irresponsible. But
wow.
He had to wake up. He had to be alert of his bad driving. So Nick was not a fan of what I did, but I did it anyways. Nick said I had road rage. I've been told I didn't have any road rage yesterday.
Did you have some road rage?
No. Nick would say I did. For me, that was a calm drive. I've had some worse drives than that.
Huh, interesting. Interesting.
So we made it here safe and sound. 8 p.m. It was good. Glad we're here. But we'll get in the stadium after the show's over and for our shows tomorrow and Thursday. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Again, Media Days kicks off today. Mm-hmm. Tony Petitti will take the podium this morning. We'll also hear from coaches from Ohio State. Ryan Day, of course. Illinois will be on the podium. Purdue. I believe Rutgers is today, if I got that right. I'll get that official lineup here here in a second. But we did see, Sip, the media poll is out for the Big Ten, and Nebraska is a top half team, number 8 in the polls, right behind Wisconsin. Here's the order that's ahead of Nebraska. It goes Ohio State, no surprise there, Oregon, Penn State, Michigan, Iowa, USC, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. I think you and I would agree that's probably a good spot for them, right? Do you have a problem with that or not?
No, no problem at all with that. It is. Just keep going then. Nebraska 8, you keep going.
You have it with you. I stopped.
Yeah, I got it. Rutgers 9.
Okay, Rutgers 9.
Rutgers 9. Washington 10.
Okay.
Maryland 11. Minnesota 12. Illinois 13. Northwestern 14. UCLA 15. Michigan State 16. Indiana 17. Purdue 18. Now, what I'd say, Jake, is if you're assessing the conference, the bottom of the conference, how good it is, tells you a lot about its overall strength. This is a good conference because the bottom's not bad. I mean, 3 of those 8 teams beat Nebraska last year. Three of the last eight.
Right.
3 of the last 8 beat Nebraska, which is 8th in the poll. And you know who I'm talking about, Michigan State. 16th. Michigan State is 16th. Talking about Minnesota, I'm talking about Maryland. Those teams are all in the final 8. They all beat Nebraska. Michigan State, I mean, come on. Michigan State is 16th in this league? Pick 16?
Well, they got a new head coach. Mel Tucker's out. Jonathan Smith is in, who had a great year at Oregon State, a great time at Oregon State, really, in general. So there's a reason for, I guess, some pessimism there. They lost some players, of course, in the portal, gained some players, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that your takeaway, I mean, you're right, Sip. The conference is solid all the way through. Purdue is going to have some issues. Their schedule, by the way, is, we looked at that last night, their schedule is ridiculous.
Really hard.
They are screwed because of that. But if you want to see, you know, the reason for optimism, we see this. Nebraska will face 4 of the projected bottom 6 teams in the league per this poll. So you talk about why is Nebraska 8th? Well, again, there's belief in Matt Rhule having a good second year. Raiola, of course, could be a lot better than last year's quarterback play. The defense, we all know, should be pretty good. But it's the fact the schedule is somewhat for the taking if you just get out of your own way, which has been a problem for Nebraska for years now.
Right. I mean, it's as manageable as it gets in this league. The schedule's a big part of it. Here's the good news for Nebraska. There's a lot of reasons Nebraska's projected pretty high. A lot of reasons. I mean, I think you'd say Matt Rhule's a reason. You covered most of it, but they're you know, Nebraska's probably sitting in a pretty good spot. I can't quibble with it. There's a couple things that were surprising to me, Jake. It was surprising to me that Ohio State had 21 first place votes to 6 for Oregon. I expected that to be a closer to even. Not as resounding for Ohio State. I thought Oregon would get a little more support for number 1. Not overtaking Ohio State, but 27 votes. I thought it would be more maybe 16 to 11, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair take on that. But there's only 2 teams that got votes, right? There's Michigan didn't get a vote. Penn State got no votes.
Yeah.
We saw Vanderbilt get 2 first-place votes in the SEC poll, which is a joke.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why it's a clear 1-2 in terms of, hey, these are the 2 teams that will win the conference.
Yeah. And then we talked yesterday about Penn State, Michigan.
Yes, we did.
And this is basically the conclusion we came to, that Penn State was ahead of Michigan. And then when you look at it even more closely than we did yesterday, yeah, I mean, Penn State should get the nod over Michigan. Penn State looks to me like the clear-cut number 3. Michigan 4. And then it kind of gets interesting, doesn't it? Iowa gets a lot of support at 5, mainly because Iowa's got an excellent defense, and we'll cover it more later in the show, but CBS Sports did position rankings. And how about Iowa with the judged to be the number 1 linebacker core in the conference? How would you like to have that?
I believe on that note, Sip, that this programming note, I believe tomorrow Iowa will have Jay Higgins sit down with us at Media Days. Not this show.
But is that right?
Jay Higgins, and I think Luke Lachey will sit down with us at some point in the late morning tomorrow.
That'd be great.
In Indianapolis. But yes, Jay Higgins is the one who had the pick last year that late in that game. Nebraska, yes. Of course, tied up 10-10, trying to drive to get a field goal to win the game and get to bowl eligibility. Picked off at midfield. They have the big run. They make the field goal. Game's over. Season's over for Nebraska. But Jay Higgins was the guy who intercepted that pass around midfield for Iowa.
We can relive that moment that made many Nebraska fans hurl.
Well, I nearly hurled in the stands, but it was too cold. I was kind of chilly that day.
Yeah, it was cold, but that was a rough moment. Chuba whipped that ball over the middle, and the guy just picked it out of the air.
Yep. And linebacker. A linebacker did.
Okay, USC at 6 strikes me as high, Jay.
Hey, pause for a second. Go back to Iowa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is me being, being critical. When's the last time they had a tough schedule?
Wow, I don't know.
It feels like Iowa never has a tough schedule. This year, once again, their schedule's not tough. They play Ohio State, as does Nebraska, but beyond that, it's not a tough schedule. I think their tougher games are at home this year in general, besides, I think, Ohio State.
I did look at Iowa's schedule, and it is favorable.
It has been for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
They always get the luck of the draw. They never play more than one tough team, really. I mean, in terms of the elite teams. Ohio State, yeah, they're playing them. That's a tough game. They have, Nebraska's a tough game. It's in Lincoln. It's in Iowa, though. It's in Iowa City. They don't play. There's no tough games for Iowa.
Oh, they play Ohio State.
I said beyond that. There's one. Like, they're like Nebraska. They both have one tough game. But Nebraska has had tough schedules in the past years. Iowa has not. And once again, they get the luck of the draw with just having one tough game.
Iowa looks like it could win 10.
Yeah, I know they do. Because their schedule's easy.
Well,
and they have a good defense.
Also because it has a very good defense.
Will we see more 13-10 games for Iowa this year?
I don't know. I mean,
9-6.
No, I think they have a better offense, much better. They'll have much better quarterback play, obviously. USC strike again. USC gets a lot of. They get a lot of respect because they're USC. I just don't see a roster I see a roster that looks like a 7-win team, and maybe that would get you 6th in the Big Ten. I don't know. It looks like about a 7-win team to me. Looks like a game that Nebraska could go out there and steal. I mean, it just looks like another game for Nebraska, Jake, and there's just going to be game after game after game where it goes down to the final few possessions. After game after game.
Let's go back, Sip. Let's rewind a couple years back to 2011, Nebraska's first year in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Nebraska had kind of a target on their chest. Said, we want to beat these new guys coming in. They're coming in with the big puffy chest. Back-to-back Big 12 title game appearances, lost to both, but still they're coming in thick and they're the head honchos. Let's bring them down a peg. I mean, USC is not at the level that Nebraska was in terms of thinking that they're – I mean, that sounds weird to say that. USC has obviously been ahead of Nebraska for a long time, but right now they're not coming in with great success the last couple of years, 8-9 wins, which with a Heisman winner, by the way. But they're going to have all these teams in the conference saying, yeah, let's show them what Big Ten football is. Nebraska's going to want to go out there and say, listen, you think you're high and mighty in the Pac-12 coming to the Big Ten. Let's teach you a lesson about the trenches in Big Ten play.
Yeah, and they're not great up front, USC.
No.
They're not. Now, again, CBS Sports Rankings, they had their USC's defensive line 7th in the league. Ranked 7th, which I thought was high. We'll get to that later. But I just don't think they have enough firepower on defense to get to 9-10 wins. And if it's only 7, if I'm right, Lincoln Riley's in trouble. He'll be a coordinator in the NFL next year.
Well, think about that, Sip. If it is 7, Nebraska could be a big part of that. If they expect to beat Nebraska on their home field, Nebraska beats them in early November, you say, okay, well, the end is near for Lincoln Riley. You could really put a nail in the coffin if you win that game to his potential exit from USC.
USC picked 6th in the Cleveland.com preseason poll. How about Washington? Washington coming off a national playoff appearance, and They are 10th. Pick 10th. They just lost everybody. Jake.
They lost a ton. You know, they lost their star left tackle. They lost Michael Penix. They lost Rome Odunze. I mean, they lost a lot of players, including Kalen DeBoer to Alabama. Jed Fish is a fine coach. He had a great year last year at Arizona. But guess what? His quarterback didn't follow him. Fafita stayed in Arizona. That dude's a stud. He's not going. Will Rogers is fine, but he's not Michael Penix.
Right.
So I understand. I think that's probably actually a pretty fair ranking for them. I don't think their fans would say, well, come on, we were runners up. They understand they lost a ton of players and their head coach.
Yeah, they did. I don't have any problems with that. Again, Maryland 11th, Minnesota 12th. PJ Fleck tried to get, Jake, it's pretty clear. I mean, you hear it all the time from people in the conference that PJ Fleck tried to get out of Minnesota. He tried to get out of there. He couldn't pay his quarterback. He wanted to pay, is it Cali McManus?
That's right.
And the quarterback, they wouldn't pay him. He left. He's going to be the starter at Rutgers. And PJ couldn't get a job. Couldn't get another job.
They got a New Hampshire quarterback in there now.
Well, he might be okay. I'm not saying he's not.
I think he's very good. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, but 12 is not where PJ Fleck wants to be in this preseason media poll. But, I mean, you think about Northwestern won 8 last year. Jake, UCLA won 8 games last year. They're 15th. They won 8 games. Hey, Jake, UCLA beat Colorado. UCLA beat USC. They won 8 games and they're 15th.
Lost their head coach. Significant.
Yes.
You know, he went to be an offensive coordinator in the same conference.
Sometimes that's a good thing when you lose your head coach.
Sometimes it isn't, though.
Indiana, 17th.
Google me.
Google me.
I really hope he sits down with our table at some point.
Oh, boy.
I want Signetti to sit down with the table.
I think you and him would become fast friends.
I think we'd be. I'd get his phone number. We'd chat. We'd have some good times. Play some golf, maybe.
Does Signetti play golf?
Well, I might be out here for that game in October, so maybe I can, you know, hit him up. Hey, man,
you going out there?
I'm thinking it's possible. That weekend is our anniversary weekend, and the Dolphins play at the Colts the next day.
And there's a big concert that weekend, too. There's a big concert. What's that concert that we can't go to that we want?
Seether's
that weekend.
Yeah. And I think this weekend, we're missing, I think we're missing The Offspring in Omaha, I think, tonight or tomorrow. So we're missing out some good concerts there.
To cover football.
That's to do our job. Unbelievable.
And then Purdue brings up the last. Purdue's weird. Last. Purdue has they're terrible up front on both sides of the ball. I don't know what's going to happen to Ryan Walters, how he's going to go to war with those lines against that schedule.
Well, he's going to hope that Hudson Card is a game changer, but he probably isn't good enough to do that. So they're going to have a rough go. And like I said, their schedule is just it's horrible. I mean, they're non-con. They're going to Oregon State, who had lost their head coach. They play Notre Dame in the non-conference this year, and they play Oregon. They play all the tough teams in the conference this year. It is. We talk about brutal schedules. I think Purdue might have the worst schedule in the country.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Walters is probably crying this morning somewhere, thinking
He's
about
probably not.
How am I going to come with a confident face knowing this schedule is brutal out here?
Well,
but
Jake,
we will hear from him this morning though at the podium.
Yep,
here in Indy.
Okay, so Ryan Walters will be part of the crew today. By the way, Ben is part of our crew. Ben, say hello.
Hello.
Young Ben. His name is Young Ben.
Yeah.
Young Ben. Jake gets mad when you don't when people don't call me Young Ben.
Young Ben is with us today. He's running the board, Breakers. Young Ben is running the board.
Yes, because I have no obligation. I'm just talking right now. Just chilling
how's that
over
feel,
here.
Jake?
Yeah, how is that?
It's pretty relieving. Not gonna lie, Young Ben, but it's the way it is.
No, he just rubbed his head.
Yeah, I'm looking at the five head. The glare is very much so. I should have my hat on right now.
It's a fine.
Look at this. You can see just the glare on both sides. I mean, this is horrible.
Hey, Jake, it's not. If you don't point it out, it's not bad. When you point it out.
There it is. You can see it right there.
You need to point it out. I wouldn't have thought. Hey, Jake, I got to be honest. I wouldn't have thought about it had you not addressed it.
Well, I addressed it, and that's the way it is. So there you go. We'll get to more media days coverage as the show goes on. Before we get to break, though, Sip, the breakfast here I'm sure will be pretty good, but it does not compare to Early Bird, right?
Right.
They don't have hash holes here. They don't have those. They don't have them.
He said it. Yeah. He's outside our realm, and he said it.
I did.
What are they?
Hash holes.
He's trying to be quiet. I feel like right.
Well, listen, I'm at an extension of the breakfast area at the Staybridge Suites. I'm at an extension of the breakfast area. There's a crack in the door. They can hear me out there, so I'm trying to be somewhat respectful here to the people eating breakfast. Early Bird, 19th and K, free parking, lots of parking there. They have breakfast, lunch, and brunch. Also, breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, smothered chicken fried steak, and cinnamon roll pancakes, plus the hash holes and delicious brunch cocktails. Six locations. There's a couple in Iowa, three in Omaha, and in Lincoln, and it opened daily, 6:30 to 2:30. Check it out today, Early Bird, 19th and K in Lincoln. When we come back, we find out the list, the person at the top of the most indispensable players for the Husker football roster. Who is number one? I'll tell you who that is next. On Early Break, I'm an Indy. Sip is in Lincoln. More next in Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.